Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The police chief of Sitka is the newest member of the state's Marijuana Control Board. Governor Bill Walker's office confirmed today that Jeff Ankerfeld had been appointed to the board's public safety seat, which had been vacant since March. A Petersburg teenager who intentionally ran down two deer with a pickup has pled guilty to two misdemeanor counts. Alaska State Troopers say 17-year-old Sebastian Davis on Tuesday pled guilty to harassing game and taking game with a motorized vehicle. He was sentenced to 160 hours of community work service, 30 days of suspended jail time, and fined $3,000. Alaskans concerned about the possible impacts of British Columbia mines on cross-border rivers will get an update during a June 1st meeting here in Juneau. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott is hosting the third annual transboundary mining meeting. Malott aide Albert Kukesh says officials from the federal, state, and British Columbia governments will attend. So will tribal, industrial, environmental, fisheries, and other leaders. More mineral exploration companies have announced discoveries of gold-bearing ore, and a new coalition has taken control of British Columbia's provincial government. And the U.S. State Department has become involved in the controversy. Kukesh says officials will discuss results of its gap analysis.
Essentially, that means where are those areas that aren't being really actively covered now by the transboundary groups in Alaska and Canada, and there's a gap analysis being done by the State Department that says, here's where we think there's areas of concern that we have to follow up on.
Two mines on transboundary rivers, the Red Chris and Bruce Jack, are producing and processing ore. Another exploration projects, including the KSM, have accumulated necessary permits and are seeking investors. Tribal and government groups are already sampling water from rivers with watersheds, including mine and exploration sites. Concerns focus on possible pollution that could damage salmon and other wild fish runs. Once again, that meeting is scheduled for June 1st here in Juneau. Home Depot employees reported assault and attempted shoplifting on Tuesday afternoon at the Lemon Creek store. Juneau police arrested one suspect and are looking for another. According to police, employees attempted to stop a man after he left the store with about $400 in unpaid merchandise and a shopping cart. He resisted, at one point brandishing a knife on the employees and a customer who tried to help out. He escaped, driving away in a blue extended cab GMC pickup with black rims. Police described the suspect as being 5'8" tall, about 220 pounds with a ponytail, and wearing a black windbreaker. And when police arrived, Home Depot employees pointed out another shoplifting suspect still inside. Officers found 25-year-old Juneau resident William Eric Moy Jr. with unpaid merchandise under his clothes. They arrested him and took him to Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Weather forecast for the capital city for the rest of the day today calls for scattered rain showers. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.